This is John McLaughlin with the Gazette Digital News Desk, and I'm here with your update for Monday, October 10th. Today will be sunny with a high near 74 in the Cedar Rapids area. According to the National Weather Service, winds will come from the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour, then from the south in the afternoon. And tonight should be mostly clear with a low around 53. Two people were killed on a Benton County highway Saturday when a passing pickup struck a left-turning UTV, according to an Iowa State Patrol crash report. At 4:04 p.m., 76-year-old William Geeter and 60-year-old Mary McElhinney, both of Vinton, were eastbound in a Ranger Polaris UTV on County Highway E-24, also known as 61st Street Lane, about 3 miles east of Vinton. Specific information about who was driving the UTV has not yet been released. An eastbound Dodge Ram 1500 pickup, driven by 74-year-old Francis Baldus of Jewell, began passing the UTV as both vehicles approached 68th Avenue Drive, according to the report. The UTV made a left turn in front of the pickup, and the pickup struck the UTV, causing it to roll in the north ditch and ejecting the occupants. The crash remains under investigation by the Iowa State Patrol. In Hawkeye football, Iowa lost 9-6 against Illinois Saturday in a game without a single touchdown. All the scoring came from field goals. Iowa struggled to move the ball as Spencer Petras completed 18 of 36 passes for 170 yards and an interception. Petras took 5 sacks, and the Hawkeyes rushed for just 52 yards. The Hawkeyes averaged a measly 1.7 yards per rush. 5 of 6 Iowa drives went for negative yardage during the second and third quarters.